Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to American Statesman Blog Talk Radio, the place where it's all about duty, honor, country, and one nation under God. Today is Wednesday, not Monday, Wednesday, March 13th, 2024. And we've got a lot of stuff to talk about, a lot of stuff. And just to kind of give everybody a little bit of an update, there were some technical difficulties on Monday called internet problems. And I have a feeling we're all going to be seeing a lot more of that just with the craziness of things going on out there. So don't be too surprised if your internet kind of comes and goes. But this time I cannot blame it on Blog Talk Radio. I've definitely had my problems with them, but that wasn't the case Monday, so I apologize for that and had to push it out until Wednesday. I've actually had some requests lately to start doing a second show during the week, too. So that's something else I'm thinking about. If there's enough time in a day, but time in a week. So I may be trying to do that too. But before we go any further, let's start with the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And with that being said, I love my country. It's my government I am afraid of. It really is. There's a whole list of things we have to talk about tonight, so we'll get on to it. But I was just, as a quick note, and we'll maybe get into this a little bit further on down the show or whatever, I was on Joe's show last night. I called in and was talking, and I can't remember who it was who was asking me a question. I had been given a little bit of an update of some of the stuff happening with the COVID and China and whatever else. And they were asking me if I thought Israel was a terrorist group or a terror, whatever. It was I don't know. It was all kind of weird the way they were wanting me to go against Israel. And I thought it was kind of strange. And if we have time, we'll try to get into a little bit more of a conversation. It's kind of like, do I think Israel is our biggest threat? Is Israel the biggest terrorist threat against us? Which I thought was kind of strange. I don't know. It was just a very bizarre conversation. And I'm talking about COVID and Trump and other stuff, and then they put that out there. And I don't think Israel is our biggest threat. I really don't. I don't see them as the terrorist mechanism this person was talking about. Again, it was a little bit strange the way the conversation all came about. And who knows, maybe we'll get into a separate discussion about that later or whenever. But with all that being said, a couple of things real quick, and then I'm going to get Karen on because I know she is a limited time to give us any updates on her stuff because she's got other appointments tonight as well. She's got some other calls or whatever she's involved in. But something I got to call out there right away, this is something I just heard a couple hours ago. Florida is now going to get invaded by the Haitians. Hey, apparently there's some massive move, migration, as they're calling it. I call it an invasion. They call it migration of Haitians coming to Florida. And DeSantis is doing some things trying to protect us against it. Matt Gaetz was on a hearing talking to our military that's been totally wokeified or whatever you want to call it. The enemies within this government are just unbelievable. And because he's asking, what are they going to do to turn them around? What are they going to do to block them and to turn them around and not let them come to Florida? And they basically said, well, it was a bunch of nothing. The one lady who was speaking, I don't ask me what her name was, but we are preparing. We do know. We have heard. We do. Right now, we don't think it's going to be at one point, she tried to say it wasn't going to be a lot, but then it could increase. And I mean, it was absolute garbage. And, of course, you can imagine Matt Gaetz listening to this. And so at some point, he jumps in there and says, well, George W. Bush signed an executive order number, blah, 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 whatever it was. And in the event of a massive invasion of people, or migration, whatever you want to call it, coming in, and he didn't say what do you call it, and then saying the Navy has we have the right to deploy the Navy to the coast to turn those ships around. And that's what he was asking them to do, and they would not commit to it. This is how evil and how treasonous this whole government has become. Obama said he was going to destroy America, and he called it transform, but he really meant destroy America, and he's been doing it. He is the one who started it, but he's definitely the one who has put the final touches to it, and he's so much to do with all this mess that's going on. And, of course, he's really the true president at this point. This is his third term, and if by some crazy case situation, Biden would get elected again, or if Biden ends up not being able to run and then they replace him with Michael Michelle Obama, then Barack Obama would have had four terms in office, because he's really the president right now, and I think most of us know that. So anyway, that's some really big stuff going on. We've got to everybody in Florida, get on that phone, call, whether it helps, can't guarantee how much good it's going to do, but it's we have got to pound on the door as much as we can to every level of government. I say DeSantis is attempting to do something with the state guard to get them out there as well to defend us, to stop this invasion. But we have this invasion from the northern border, the southern border. Now it's coming in off of Florida. We have a total invasion of this country. For those who will still accuse the Jan 6ers of insurrection, they're the ones who are truly the treasonous insurrectionists who are promoting this invasion. And let's see, what else? There's a whole list of things. Well, like I say, I know that Karen has limited time tonight, so I'm going to switch over to her in just a minute here. Just a reminder about the 320,000 illegals that Biden flew into our country. Can you imagine? It's not bad enough that you're letting them in at the border, forcing them to enter. You're flying them in. Let's see. Some of Trump's charges in Georgia got dismissed. Don't know exactly which ones or whatever. They're not all dismissed, but maybe somebody else has some info on that. Then there was the reorg of leadership at the RNC. We'll see how far that goes. They got rid of 60 people, so to me, I saw that as a very positive. That's how much dead weight they had going around there. So they got rid of them, and maybe they're going to actually do something that's going to save our elections and protect our ballot box and stuff like that. So there's that. And then on another call, and Karen may remember this one as well. I need to go look it up. The Florida law, apparently the actual state law, does allow a manual count for an audit of an election or something. I heard bits and pieces of that. I want to make sure I state that correctly. And if that's the case, then everybody in Florida needs to be aware that that's still on books out there, even though they're not going to tell you about it. We need to be very aggressive and let these supervisor elections know that we're going to be doing that since they're doing everything they can to corrupt the elections here in Florida. And I'll stop there and give Karen a chance to chime in, because I know she doesn't have too much time. Hey, Karen, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Sally, and thank you so much. Yeah, today is a rough day. Too much going on. And it's unbelievable, the things that we're finding out. The good news is we have some good news. That's I usually come on and I tell everybody how horrible things are, but today I actually have a couple of good things to report, and that's always exciting. And the first good thing is all around J6, and a judge just said, actually I believe it was yesterday, said that the sentences of the J6, quote, insurrectionists, he didn't call them that, but the people who were involved, I believe he called it a riot, the people who were involved in the J6 riot, their sentences were way too long, and there was no justification for the sentencing to be the way that it was. So that was very good news, and that should affect hopefully a lot of the J6 people who are living in horrible, horrific conditions in the gulag in Washington, D.C. And the fact that our senators and congressmen do nothing about it, to me, is very telling. And I mean, it's an absolute disgrace that they should, that nothing should be done about what is going on with the J6 prisoners and the horrible conditions that they're living in. The other thing that happened was with the head of the J6 committee, Liz Cheney, and it seems as though she has been lying. Wow, how do you like that? What is
surprise, surprise.
Right. She withheld exculpatory evidence that would have cleared Donald Trump from a couple of his charges, because instead of supporting the, quote, insurrection, he actually requested 10,000-plus security guards, National Guards, whoever was supposed to be there, and they withheld that evidence from the committee, from the public, and from the prosecutor. They also discovered a letter that Bonnie Willis sent to Lynn Cheney asking for help and support. So Liz Cheney is in this disgrace, knee-deep, and now we find out that she was in collusion. Would that be a conspiracy? With Fannie Willis to go after Donald Trump. So we won't know until the end of the week whether or not the judge is going to remove her, and I kind of think he isn't because he's squishy. He's also a donor to the Democrat Party, and I would find it very surprising if he actually removed her. However, what he did do was he canceled 6 indictments, and I believe there were 13 or 14. So getting rid of 6 of them is almost getting rid of half of the indictments. And then when they throw in the fact that Trump actually called for the National Guard, and they had the other exculpatory evidence that she withheld was the driver of the beast, and that was Donald Trump's car. Remember when, what's her name? I forgot her name. She was one of the, I think she was Mark Meadows' chief of staff. And she said that Trump was livid when he couldn't go to the Capitol, and he actually assaulted the driver and tried to reach over and grab the steering wheel. Well, the driver said, no, that never happened. So it seems as though the truth always has a way of finding itself out, and that's what has been happening, and I think that is great news. Unfortunately, as you said, there is a great upheaval going on in Haiti right now, and the gangs are literally running the country. So, of course, the flotillas are on their way here. And what Matt Gaetz, what I had heard this morning was that the request originally from the Coast Guard, the original request to the Coast Guard, their original orders were to take the, watch the flotilla, make sure nobody gets hurt, but divert them over to Gitmo, which we have done before. Now the flotilla is escort them to South Florida and we will process them there. And if truth be told, the last time this happened, we had a couple of 100,000 Haitians in Florida. And I am thinking that that's going to be happening again. This administration is doing everything possible to destroy everything. And they're doing a wonderful job. So, I mean, that much we have to hand them. They are actually doing a wonderful job. The other thing that is very concerning to me was this TikTok law that was passed today. Well, it's not a law because Biden hasn't signed it, but I'm sure he will. It bans TikTok. It specifically says you cannot go after American companies. based on past experience with this administration, when have they ever paid attention to the law? So they want to disband TikTok. You can bet right around the corner is going to be disbanding X because they are so hell-bent of getting rid of opposing points of view that it takes nothing to drum up and say, oh, look at Elon Musk. He's in bed with the CCP, so we have to get rid of X. Oh, look at Rumble. They're in bed with the CCP. No, they're not. Doesn't matter. We know they lie, and this is what we're going to be facing. So I'm very, very concerned about that. I wish they did not pass it as bad as TikTok was. It's really, it should be a law that the parents determine, not, you know, not the government. Because once the government, as we know, puts their foot in the door with surveillance, the door opens wide. And they're going to be, they're surveilling us in our cars with the GPS. They are surveilling us. People don't realize, people forgot about the smart meters. And the smart meters are on everybody's house, and it's very easy to flip a switch and say, no electricity for you because you made a bad remark about so-and-so, and you're bad. So we have that now to worry about. And then to add insult to injury and top everything off, a law that the Supreme Court of Alabama found as unconstitutional. Okay, now what this law said was that any business that is an LLC or any organization that has less than 20 employees and makes less than $5 million, so that exempts all the big guys, have to turn in any and all information, especially DEI information, regarding all of their employees. They have to monitor their employees. If they do not monitor their employees, they are subject to a fine, which can also be turned into a lawsuit, a sentence. So now we have the real war on the small business. We can see it out in the open. And the thing that confuses me is that the Supreme Court says this law is unconstitutional. Well, you would think that would be the end of it, wouldn't you? But no, the Treasury Department, which, by the way, is the one monitoring all of this. And if we remember correctly, Obama armed all of the agencies. Yep. They all have their secret police. So now the Treasury Department can man their secret police. They can go into your store, your business, whatever. Give me your papers. Boy, does that sound disgusting. Give me your papers or you're going to go to jail. And but the Supreme Court says this is a way overreach, this is wrong, and this cannot be done. And the Treasury Department turned around and said, oh, okay, it can't be done to that plaintiff, but it can be done to the rest of the community. Since when has that ever happened? If someone got a either favorable or unfavorable, constitutional, unconstitutional judgment from the Supreme Court, it's applicable to everybody. But no, not in this day and age with this particular government. They feel that that law is just applicable to that company. And the rest of you, the hell with you, you better turn in your paperwork, and you have until the end of January, I'm sorry, the end of 2024 to turn it in if you are an existing business. And if you are not an existing business, like let's say you just want to go and start a new business, you have 30 days to turn in your paperwork. Now, let's say I work for that company and my name is shown, and then I get married and my name is Gardoni. If my boss does not turn in new paperwork, that's a fine. Any change must be reported to the Treasury Department, or it's subject to a fine or jail time. what kind of country are we living in? Where did these rules get passed? And this, by the way, was a law which was passed when Trump was in office. He vetoed it, and Nancy Pelosi and the gang overrode the veto. So it is very important who becomes our new Congress. If we allow the Democrats to take over the House and the Senate, then not only will nothing get passed, but A, they have already said they will not ratify Trump if he becomes, if they take over. They will not allow him to become president, number one. And number two, anything that he tries to do, they will override his veto. So, and they will never pass anything. They just passed, all of the Democrats refused to sign on to a bill that said that illegals cannot vote in federal elections. I mean, who are these people?
Let me mention, you know, we were talking about who we're electing, which, of course, that's part of I'm putting out here, you know, Congress, you're fired. We can't, you know, keeping these deadbeat rhinos in there, which are really the uniparty. We got to vet these people, and we got to get decent people in there. If we get a bunch of rhinos in there, there's is not, I mean, how much true difference is it? That's the sad part. I mean, just look what they've done so far with Johnson in there and whatever else. Obviously, they don't have a big margin as far as how many Republicans there are compared to the Democrats. And thanks to the Republicans getting rid of some of the people. With friends like these Republicans, who needs enemies? I'm telling you, these people are just, are they this stupid or are they this evil? Or are they truly just the ultimate rhino Democrat who ran as a Republican, a communist who ran as a Republican? And I see Cindy and Joe out there, and I will get to you, but I don't know how long you can stay on, Karen. How much more time do you have?
What I will do is monitor the phone, probably not be able to say anything because I have something else to do. But if I get back in time, I'll let you know.
Okay. Well, the one other thing before you go, on the Defend Florida call last night, somebody was saying, and I may have to play it back or something, about there is a law on the books in Florida that we can do a manual audit of the elections.
No.
Did you hear that part?
It says we cannot do a manual. Bill number one, I think it was 135. Don't quote me. I'll find out, and I'll text it to you. But I think bill number 135 was going to adjust that and change the word from must to may. The bill right now says that you must do a manual count, a machine count. So
well, there was two different things, though.
At
the county level, the initial count has to be the electronic tabulator machine crap. That's what we've been trying to get shut down.
Yes.
And, of course, the session's over. They didn't do anything. Once again, it's nice to have a bunch of Republicans who really care about you because it is a Republican majority there, too. So that part, I agree on that. But I thought they were saying for purposes of an audit, I thought there was another clause they set out there that actually gave like a backdoor, if you will, to a manual count for an audit purposes. It would not be the initial. That initial one has to be the tabulator. But in the event of a question or whatever, I'll have to go play some of that again to hear it and do some research. But I was hoping I was hearing that correctly after the fact. Not, you're right, they refused, which only shows you people want to think Florida is a freedom state. Yeah, they're not quite so free. They're going to all do what they can to protect their SO whatever's, sorry's, you know, and try to protect themselves into that election. They want to have as much control over that election as they possibly can because they're evildoers and they don't believe we the people have the right to vote. So that's the disgusting part. Any other updates you want to give us? Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Yes. Right now we are entering into the real election season, but as we know, we've got to pay attention to who's going to be in the House and Senate. Okay, so we have to do that. We have another very important job, and we have to make sure that our Senate does not
ratify the WHO treaty. Because if they ratify that treaty, of course they'll call it something else so they won't have to ratify it anyway. But we have to be strong on the 9th and 10th Amendment and say, no, we're not going to do that. Because that treaty is designed to take away the sovereignty of America for, quote, a health pandemic. Now, if you think it's going to stop at a health pandemic, I got a bridge. I have a waterfront property in Montana that you might like. Oceanfront. Because
oceanfront.
there is no way that that is going to stop with the WHO. And if it gets ratified, let's say Trump gets in the next year and he says, we're canceling that. Technically, it takes a year to worm your way out of it. So the best thing that we can do is stop funding it. We are funding this destruction. Biden sent over a $7.5 trillion budget. That would mean that our debt, which is $35 trillion, would jump up to $50 trillion within 10 years. Think about that. And the survival of a country with 150% of the debt will be paying $1 trillion just to service the debt. That is insane. And yet our do-nothing, Neil done nothing, sent out a newsletter, and the whole newsletter was filled with pork. I got this amount for this community and that amount for that community and another amount. Where do you think the money is coming from for all these communities? Nobody's paying attention. Nobody cares. And it does not matter. What does matter, though, is we the people. And they are afraid of us, which is a good thing, but not if we don't pay attention to who we are going to elect and go after the people that are there. Tell them no way with the WHO. That's a big one.
Yeah, and the sad part in the case of done nothing, Congressman done nothing, there's no one else as far as there's no other Republican on this. If I remember correctly, he's running unopposed. Maybe something will change right now because I think they can when it comes to running for the House and the Senate, I don't think they got the cutoff yet or they're right around the cutoff to being able to run because that primary isn't until August here in Florida. But right now he's running unopposed as far as I know on the Republican side.
Yep, he is
just
running unopposed.
Thought.
And it is a very scary thought. And what's happening to Florida is a disgrace. They're building on every postage stamp that you can find. And the South Florida is going to be one huge traffic jam. I don't know how else to describe it. You're not going to be able to get any place, but you'll be happy in your 15-minute city, which is why they're doing it.
Yep. And of course, the EVs, their only hope to try to stop the traffic. You can't afford to get the ones, and of course, the firefighters can't afford to rescue anybody out of them because they'll get electrocuted trying to rescue them. Everything to do with that. That's how they're going to control traffic, the EVs.
There's also no place to charge them. So that's a nice thing, too. Where are you going to go? You can go 45 miles, and that's it, and there's no charging station. And this is a big problem with all of those wonderful states that got rid of the gas vehicle and put in EV buses that now are stuck in the yards because they can't charge them. The stupidity of these people is beyond reproach. They, as I say over and over again, we are suffering the results of the affirmative action graduates because DEI is just another word for affirmative action. And now we find out that affirmative action takes front and center in the VA, so the vets are sitting and waiting for somebody to take care of them. In the meantime, the nurses and doctors and everyone have to go through DEI training. Do you
it's
care?
So
I don't care what color my doctor is. If he's competent, now I'm worried that they're not competent.
Well, didn't they say someone blind is going to fly a plane? I think that's the last thing I heard, that someone blind is going to fly a plane.
Yeah, you're right.
It's so
they might as well.
I don't care what party you're in. Well, how can you go along with this garbage? It's just so ridiculous. It's so outrageous. It really is.
Yeah.
It's so outrageous. And then, now I am curious to see what this RNC is going to do differently, too, now that they've gotten rid of some of the dead weight in there. And I'm optimistic. They're actually wanting people to now start donating back to the RNC. I haven't given to the RNC in decades because they're just a bunch of crap. If they actually did something, would I consider it? But right now, I still prefer to give to the candidate directly. But I do have some hope or faith that maybe the RNC will actually try to get Republicans elected. Wouldn't that be a concept? Instead of being
that would be novel. Well, they said that they're going to do. They're going to go after the voting and the same whatever the Democrats basically are doing, the RNC is going to follow and do. So that should be quite interesting. There is a good side note though. Alaska is trying to get rid of their ranked choice voting. Folks, that's a horror.
Good.
You don't ever want to have that in your state because that's how Lisa Murkowski got reelected. And Alaska, my God, I never realized that Alaska is being sanctioned more than Iran and Iraq. Can you imagine that? We are giving money to Iran and Iraq for oil that is oil rich in Alaska, and we're choking Alaska in as much as the people are now leaving because they can't find any work. And all of the things that Trump was going to do with ANWR, they won't let them do. They won't let them do anything. And they have shut down industry upon industry in Alaska for the greenies. Oh, and may I add one more thing? Just want to show you how wonderful the greenies are. There's a river in California, and it's between California and Oregon, and it's called the Klamath River. And California always has water shortages. The Klamath River has four dams with reservoirs, and these reservoirs and dams produce hydroelectric power for over 70,000 people. Plus, they provide water for the area, and they provide water for irrigation for all the crops. Well, when we first started doing this and when I first began to realize how bad the greenies are and what they have done to the EPA, which used to do some good things, I was working with a group of people, Rosa Corey and Henry Lamb, out in California, and they said they are trying to blow those dams. We worked so hard for 10 years, we got them not to blow the dams. Well, they went to Newsom and convinced him that in order to save the salmon, that they had to blow the dams. So they blew the dams, destroyed the river. The river now flows directly at a fast speed into the Pacific Ocean, giving nobody anything, and all the fish that were in the river are all dead. All the wildlife around it is dead, and all of the vegetation that was necessary from the river is dead. So this is the result of our affirmative action graduate moron. And
I'm telling you, with friends like this, who needs enemies? Killing ourselves, it's just self-destruction.
Right, reminds me of the idiots that straightened out the Kissimmee River so that they could destroy Lake Okeechobee. And now they had to go and back all the curves because everything died all around it.
Yeah.
These people have no consequences for their actions, and that's the sad part. They have no consequences at all. But anyhow, thank you, Miss Sally. It has been wonderful, as always, talking to you, and I certainly appreciate all the hard work that you're doing. And I will talk with you real soon.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. Thank you so much for the info. And your show, what's coming up on the show this weekend? They want a quick update on that?
Okay. Yes. We have a really great show. It's on Prism of America's Education, brought to you on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. And two very interesting guests. One is Ray Sanchez, who has started a micro school. And I always talk about the micro schools and how important it is to get rid of get your kids out of those indoctrination clinics. Well, Ray Sanchez has actually done that, and he is starting micro school, so he's coming on and he's going to tell everybody it's not as hard as you think, and we think children are our future. We really have to pay attention and help any way we can. And then the other guest is Jonathan Mosley, and he is an attorney who is fighting for the J6ers. And they are doing an amazing job, and they are in need of help. And help is anybody who's involved in the law field to be able to now turn around and get some of these people out of jail due to the new evidence that's being
made.
Yeah. So
okay.
Very interesting.
Excellent.
Show.
Sounds good. Thank
you
so much. And we'll be talking again next time, next
mm-hmm.
week, on Monday. Monday. Okay, now I've got Cindy and Joe. Okay, we're going to go to Joe here for a quick update, then we'll go to you, Cindy, and we'll just keep going. And just kind of to follow up on some other things I wanted to mention, this thing about telling Congress they're fired, we've got to vet these people. I mean, getting more of the same garbage in there isn't going to help us, as we can see. Maybe it won't be, obviously, you know, if we elect the Communist Party in there, that's a whole other story. But, you know, right now we have a uniparty. You can't depend on anything, what's going on. So some of the things that I'm going to be putting out there as I go to the meet and greets for these people, it's that they're going to solemnly swear to never support or fund NGOs. The NGOs are the enemy. Our own country, our own government, our own people are doing so much to destroy this. It's just despicable. Absolutely despicable. For the life of me, I could never imagine this many Americans. And, you know, Lincoln said we'd be destroyed from within. He said it's not going to be an outer force. It's going to be from within. And, well, you know, I talk about China. China is from outside. However, who opened the door for them to come in? Who keeps doing everything to promote them? Who everything that they're doing? And now, of course, who's helping to let the Haitians come in and invade? It's just so sick. So and the NGOs are truly the trafficking mechanism for a lot of this. Our tax dollars are going out there to destroy us. We give our tax dollars to other countries, and we give our tax dollars to NGOs and other organizations that destroy us. There's something very sick about when you're taking your, you know, doing this to yourself. This is self-destruction that's happening here. And I don't see how anybody could support or vote for any of the morons who go along with this stuff. I just don't get it. With that being said, Joe, what are you thinking, and what's happening with you today? What's going on? I heard something about North Carolina doing something.
Oh, I don't know. We're always doing something. But I hear Aaron Rodgers there might be the VP for Kennedy, huh? And I was listening to the corporate media talk about it. The Hannity show, or not Hannity, or what the hell is that other one there? Glenn Beck, the other puppet. They were talking about it, and they're like, "How could that be? He can't pick Aaron Rodgers. You know, he's going to be one step from being president of the free world." Wait a second. Any American could be president of the United States. I thought that was the American dream. What? So they openly say it. They openly tell everybody only a select few will be chosen for that job. You can't be president in this country. You're a slave. You only, if you're handpicked, or you're part of their bloodline and a part of their cult. That's basically what he, and this is Aaron Rodgers, you know, a quarterback in the NFL, pretty famous. Why can't he be VP for Kennedy? Why not? You know, why would they say something like that? And it just, you know, for me, I'm awake, and it just reinforces the nails in the coffin that the Republic's dead. For other people out there, they may not be getting it, what I'm trying to say. For them to say that, imagine a kid listening to that, you know, or someone who has aspirations going into political office. For someone to say that in the corporate media, I think is so irresponsible and just shows that our republic is dead, that you can't change anything in this country unless you're pan-picked, you know?
Okay, so Glenn Beck was saying this. Let me ask you a couple questions real quick here. Now, I didn't hear Glenn Beck's show on this. I'll try to get back to it and play it in here. So he was just he doesn't like Kennedy to begin with. And, with you know, there's definitely some things with Kennedy I don't like, but he was definitely totally right on the COVID stuff. I've liked a lot of what he said. I don't have a problem with cleaning up pollution. That's not the same as the green case, the climate nut cases and that kind of stuff. So I like a lot of the things he says. He'd be a heck of a lot better than Biden, obviously, those morons. And the fact that the Democrat Party don't like him is probably a good sign, too. So I know, but I do know that Glenn Beck doesn't like Kennedy for whatever reasons he just known. I mean, I've heard him say that. Now, when it comes to his true excuse for why this other guy who's a baseball player or whatever, pro sports person, why he says he can't be it, what is his excuse why he says he can't be it?
Well, no, I don't know. He just basically made that statement like that. He's just a slave like us. That's how it came out. Because his statement was, well, why would he pick Aaron Rodgers? Why would he pick a guy like that? You know, because, you know, I mean, just then they were all like talking back and forth, conversing like, you know, like basically we're slaves. He's part of the slave crowd. You know, because look, that guy could be president of the free world one day. First of all, we're not president of the free world in America. You know, you're president of the United States, you know? I mean,
well,
I don't like that free world
crap. We're supposed to be a citizen representation. Yeah, I have to listen to what his excuse was. Give me, he doesn't believe that.
He doesn't really give one.
I need to hear it for that.
You know?
Well, that's, yeah. So
yeah.
If you don't, he went down, he was starting to talk about some of the things that Kennedy did a while back and whatever else, and why he was, especially when it came to some of the climate stuff and whatever else, and, of course, the abortion issue. So he gave some reasons when it came to Kennedy. But I haven't heard anything on this.
Well,
one, so.
I don't like Kennedy either.
Okay,
I don't like him anyway. Yeah, I don't like Kennedy, but that's not the point. He has every right to run for president, and so does Aaron Rodgers, you know, and so does the guy down the street from me, you know, and I would never criticize somebody for wanting to do that. You know, if you feel like you could do the job, then let's talk about what you stand for in policy, not because you're you, not because you're not, you know what I mean, not because you're a part of that, you know, club, the big club, you know, like George Carlin says, the big club, you're not in it. You know,
well,
so
the other guy who was on his short list, Jesse Ventura, was it? Was that who it was?
Oh, yeah, Jesse Ventura, yeah.
Now, that guy, I at one point, he seemed like he was on the right page, but then he seemed like he went off the deep end a few years ago. And, like, when I heard that one, I was like, obviously he would have the right to pick whoever he wants. But that wouldn't make me feel warm and comfortable that he would be the
president. Well, he was governor of Minnesota. He was governor of Minnesota, and he did a darn good job up there. Now you got that impression because, you see, he got out of the politics and he went into that Truth TV and started, you know, blowing the plug on Bilderbergs and the Rothschilds. You know, he did that documentary TV show, and he was labeled a conspiracy theorist, and now he's a kook to everybody. And he said 9/11 was an inside job, so now he's a kook. So now they smear him everywhere he goes, you know, so that's why he went into retirement. You know, Jesse Ventura is a former Green Beret. He's a patriot. He's a true American. Yeah, he was an entertainer for a little while in wrestling. But what? He became governor, and he did a damn good job, you know?
Yeah, and I always liked him. And I, when it comes to the Bilderberg and all that kind of stuff, the Alex Jones stuff, I was all in. Alex Jones has been right. Whether he sounded like a nutcase half the time in the way he said it, but he was right.
Yeah.
And I never disagreed with what he was saying to begin with. So those kind of things wouldn't have turned me against him. I'd have to go back. It just seemed like he somehow went off the deep end a little bit too much on some other stuff. I can't remember what it was now. So
you can't appear that way. When you're jumping
really
down these rabbit holes, Sally, when you're jumping down these rabbit holes, it can get that way. I sound that way sometimes. I sound like an asshole sometimes. Yeah. Some people hate me. That's fine. But the bottom line is I'm trying to bring truth to the table. You know, where none of us are perfect. You know, we're fighting an evil enemy here. You know, none of us are going to be able to come out perfect. Only God can. You know, so we're all going to have blemishes and setbacks here. But the bottom line is that if you're standing for truth and believe in freedom and the Constitution and the foundation of this republic, then you're part of the team. You know, that's how it's got to be.
Yeah.
You know, so that's how I see it.
Yeah, and you had put out there in the chat, you mentioned come to the conclusion the only way we're going to get anything here is building the large money machine. Yeah. Now, we talked about that last week. The states have the rights to have their own currency through gold or silver. Is anything going on with North Carolina with that kind of stuff? I do know there's some people here in Florida trying to get something going with it.
You brought it up to me. Yeah, you discussed it with me actually, and you put some seeds of in my planter there that I'm growing upon. But yeah, because that's a good idea what you were talking about, and it's a good idea to have a backup plan, because if they're going to come with this digital currency and a national currency, it's going to be national. They will have total control over everyone, you know, and we can't allow that. We can't have that. So yeah, states' currencies. We need to all look into that and look into investigating and talk to our representatives about that. Very important.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and please keep me posted. And when you're ready to have a show strictly on state currency and how we take back our currency and get rid of the Fed, basically, we could actually get rid of the Fed if people would understand some of this stuff. But we have to take the state's rights, get back to the 10th Amendment, and we have the right to have our own currency. Get totally out of what the federal government's doing, because it's just insane. Insane, I'm telling you. Yeah. With friends like this, who needs enemies, you know? It's the truth.
Yeah.
And one other thing real quick, and then I'll go to Cindy, because I know she's been out there waiting for a while. The last night, what was it about Israel being a terrorist group or what? I don't know. It wasn't making any sense to me. And I must have been missing the point.
I know, and that's a dangerous topic, because, you know, and people have to be careful, you know, especially in the patriot community. Look, I get what they're saying, I understand it, but at the same time, we're not gonna round people up and bring them to the gas chambers, okay? We're not gonna do that. Jews, nobody. It's not right. It's wrong. Everyone has a right to live and freedom. You know, it's just, you start getting into that Israel thing, and the hate comes out of everybody, and you feel the fire, and you gotta be careful. Don't feed into that crap, you know. And yeah, I saw where you're getting a little, edgy about that, and I disagreed with some of the things that he was saying about that too. And I call, and then that's when I gave him that dig where everybody's a Fed. You know, as soon as you get popular, you're a Fed. Oh, you're a turncoat. We can't. You know, everybody's pointing fingers. You're a traitor. You know, that's what they do. That's what that feeds, that hate and that racist stuff. You know, that's what it feeds, and we can't do that. We gotta be careful.
Yeah. Okay, well, it was just kind of a nutsy thing, and it was totally off, caught me off guard. It's like, I'm talking about COVID and all this, and then they talk about Israel. It's like, it was somewhat of a crazy conversation. But anyway, okay, well, that helps a little bit. And with that being said, let's get Cindy in here. And Cindy is such a fan of Governor DeSantis and the Republican Party, so I'm sure she's got a lot to tell us. Hello, Cindy.
Hi. I have a lot to tell you. No, I'm not Sam, but this will tell you the propaganda. So Haiti, which has never been free, because we've injected, we're always injecting into their business. They're not a sovereign country. And I did not know, I learned a lot more today, but I know a lot about Haiti because I was down in the Bahamas in the 1980s on our boat, and it was in November, and a bunch of them washed up, and I watched how the Bahamians treated the Haitians, not very well. I got off that boat, went back to the mainland. We had a camera full of pictures. Before we left the Bahamas, we were threatened that the camera was going to be taken away. So I'm not fond of the Bahamian government, but I will tell you, the Haitians have never had this person that they killed, or whatever, the president there, whatever they did to him, he was put in by us. Nobody voted him in. And the people that they're running around saying, oh, these are cannibals, that's bullshit. I listened to Redacted today. I don't know if you listened to that. That's on at 4 o'clock. That's Clayton Morris and his wife. It's like listening to, Tucker. I would say The Intercept is much like that, and I think they get into the bottom and they talk about the truth. And Haiti has never had really a sovereign nation, hasn't had its own government. We've been in control of it. Look at what the Clintons have done to that. So it's a mess. And, yes, they let people out of prison, but the guy, I guess that president, also put people in prison that he shouldn't have put in prison. So it's so corrupt. It's just terrible. And of
why?
Course,
why do we have control of it? Why is it the United States so interesting?
Why are we mucking around in their business? Why should we inject who we think that we're the ones that put that guy in as president? What the hell? I mean, this is enough of this. You know what? We can't take care of our own country. I'm so sick of it. I want no money to Ukraine. I want no more money to Israel. And I'll tell you why. Israel has free health care, and it has $150 billion in the Israeli bank. Why are we funding them?
Yeah.
Okay? I'm done with it. It has nothing. And I'm not a bigot or anti-Semite, but yet, guess what? Another anti-Semite bill passed in the Florida House. Did you know that, Sally? They passed another speech bill. So I'm saying why? Well, because I know why. Because of the banksters, the Federal Reserve.
Yep.
That's who's running everything. So we're sitting here like a bunch of fools. And people are like, oh, you know, I listened to Matt Gaetz was on with Lauren Boebert and Santos, what's his name? The one that left Congress, the one that they couldn't wait to get rid of.
Santos.
Who's going to run again. He was on last night on Twitter on Spaces, and there was other people. It was really quite amazing, and Gaetz was talking some good stuff, and they have a relationship. I did not know that Santos had like 100% conservative record on voting.
Yeah.
He had a better record than Lauren or Matt Gaetz. And they were talking about inside baseball there, and it was really quite amazing. And Gaetz is right. We should send the Coast Guard out there. But we should stop monkeying around in other people's business, okay? We all know, I mean, I was looking up at Ecuador the other day. Ecuador is riddled again with what? With cartels. It's everywhere. And we know it's everywhere. And we have the nerve, the nerve to say, oh, my God, Putin would work for the KGB. Well, wait a minute. How about our CIA? You know, I mean, listen to Robert Kennedy Jr., for crying out loud. Listen to what he says. And by the way, the poll today, it was a poll, a very reputable poll, that in a three-way race between Kennedy, Biden, and Trump, whose votes would be taken away would be Trump. And I believe that because Trump has now again, what did he do the other day? Went on Truth Social and basically was sticking up for the COVID vaccine shit. I'm thinking, who's giving you advice? Okay,
I heard that too. Well, there was a doctor on yesterday. I don't know who the doctor was. I'm going to have to go try to find it. But this doctor said, I love Trump, but if he's going to support that mRNA, I will not vote for him. If he's going to say that again, he can admit he made a mistake. He can justify and explain what happened.
He hasn't admitted it.
If he's going to go out there and tell people still to get that jab after all the people who have been killed and harmed by it, I will not vote for him. And I said he followed up with a statement, a lot of people won't vote for him if he says that. Now, if anybody out there deals with the Republican campaign, RNC or whoever, who can get a message through to Trump, all you have to say, because he keeps saying we didn't get credit for COVID, the COVID response, excuse me. All he's got to go out there and say is when we were first threatened by this pandemic, he banned the China travel. He got the respirators out there as was being told. He got the corporations to help with the masks, even though, of course, we found out later they weren't any good, which most of us knew that. But he was taking all the right actions to put us in a situation to defend against it, and then he was told, he's got to explain who told him to shut up about hydroxychloroquine. Why did they do that? Because that's what truly allowed that vaccine out there. So right there is where he's in that. Was he totally convinced the vaccine was going to be so much better than hydroxychloroquine? But if he talks about that, then they can't put it out there. What did he? That's the part he has to clean up, that mess there. He did all these other things. He put the ship out there in New York. They didn't use it, but he did. You know, all these things he did do to respond to the pandemic, which was all good. But now he's got to come clean about what happened with his vaccine. I can understand why he truly thought the vaccine was going to help. You know, if this is what the doctors, how many people think vaccines are good? I haven't taken a vaccine in many years, but there's plenty of people who would say that. And this is where I was talking, and I still got the link out there. I talked about it last night, talked about it last week. I'll talk about it one more time tonight. If you have not watched Senator Johnson, Ron Johnson's roundtable, what are they hiding? What are they lying about? You've really got to go listen to it and listen to the Department of Defense aspect of all this, how they were out there getting billions and billions for this vaccine that was supposed to protect us against the bioweapon, which turned out to be a bioweapon. And if they didn't prove it was going to do something to help people, they had to somehow get it out there to show it was going to whatever. Otherwise, they were risking losing their money, because this was Dr. Kirsch. He was saying, I initially thought this was all about big pharma making money, which they did make a lot of money. But that wasn't their only purpose, and it was this other that they were going to lose the funding, and all this other stuff was going to come out that it was all a big fraud on the people. And so this was all part of this plan, and, of course, COVID was another part of taking down Trump and getting the election totally hosed up. So you listen to that, and then listen to one of the last guys, Brent Weinstein, I think is his name, where he says, we have got to do something now. We are at the breaking point. We are at the end. We better do something to save this country now, or it's over. It's just, you got to listen to the different doctors who have all been involved in this stuff, who have all been the ones who have been slammed for trying to stop it, and then the other stuff. And then for Trump to say something stupid like that, come on. Do these people not get a clue? Who is giving him advice, which is the part I think that scares me the most. Trump, if you're going to do this kind of stuff, you're going to surround yourself by the same idiots like you did last time? Wait a minute. What happened to – what art of the deal is this? Your art of the deal isn't working if you're going to keep doing the same art of the deal as what you did last time. Very scary. So if anybody out there knows how to reach Trump and company, tell them to shut up about the vaccine and come clean that there needs to be an investigation. We need to find out what really happened. And he never and stressed the point that he never mandated and would never mandate a vaccine. He and of course also to say we're getting out of the WHO, because he never did. He never did. And the point he said is the responsibility of the states. He was very true. That to me that was the correct thing to say. It's up to your states. Of course he was very passive on going out there and saying, don't do the shutdown, don't promote the or don't mandate vaccines, whatever. He was saying it's the authority of the states to do it. So he wasn't giving any, I'll say, guidance or support. That's my take on it. Anyway, go back to you, Cindy. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there, but I got on a rant.
Okay, so here's what's going on. So we have the Republican Party, which is now, oh, is it going to be MAGA? I don't know. I don't know. Do I trust the people that are involved? Yeah, I have no reason not to trust Laura Trump. I think she's a fine girl. I like her very much. But the thing is that that's the donors. The donors are the evil ones, okay? They're always the evil ones on both sides of the aisle. TikTok today, it was said that, maybe Rumble is going to buy TikTok. Oh, maybe Elon Musk is going to buy Truth Social. And Trump did ask him. So I don't know what's going on behind the scene, but I just looked on Twitter now, and Trump said if they get rid of TikTok, then that's going to give Facebook more advantage, and they are the devil. So I don't know what the answer is. Rand Paul took money, somebody involved with TikTok. So this Thomas Massey, blah, 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 blah. But remember, they're libertarian kind of, so they don't believe, they believe in doing what you got to do, free speech and all of that above. That's not an excuse, but I don't know what to make of the whole thing. I just think that there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. And I also think that we've been, at Clay Clark, okay, giving the reawakening tour with, General Flynn, okay, Roger Stone running around, all these people running around, Laura Trump on there, there's people like Charlie Ward talking about the monetary situation and that, you know, Trump is still the president, the military is in control.
Excuse me real quick. I'm hearing some background noise. I'm not sure what it is, if it's papers or something, just it's something else.
So anyway, I don't know. It's like we have three camps. We have the normal camp, like he's running for president and he's going to get elected. Then you have Trump is still the president and all these people doing podcasts and the military's in control. And then you have the regular stupid rhino party. I just think that it's just, I don't know what to say about it. I just know that there's so much evil out there and people are making money on the back of the American people like us who are the innocent ones who have no control over any of our elected officials right here in my own little backyard. Martin County is ruined. It's like the minute Donald Trump lost that election or it was stolen from him, our commissioners have turned into tyrants. It's amazing what they're doing right in my own little town here. So I think that the money is out of control, and as one former state rep who was in the state house twice, now a chairman of the party, and she's not going to run again. I've known her for 25 years. It's over money and power. That's what rules Tallahassee. And that's what rules politics. And we need to take the money. The only way I can see how this can get fixed, to be quite honest with you, and will probably never happen, but we need to have campaign finance reform. No more McCain-Feingold bill. You're allowed to, you know, you want to run for Congress? Okay, you know what? You're going to run for a rep? Okay, you get to spend $30,000. You know, the idea that you have to spend $10 million to run for a U.S. Senate seat is ridiculous. So,
well,
that's all
let me ask you. Yeah, let me share a question about that real quick, because this is the part that I find interesting, too. It's like, okay, you're raising $10 million for a job that pays $150,000 or $170,000 with, of course, lots of bennies and free retirement and all that other stuff. Why would you really do that, especially with all the harassment, except that you know you're going to get in with the right people and you're going to quadruple that money, just the insider trading, which comes up to one of the other things I want when I meet up with these candidates, vetting the candidates, something where they will never participate in insider trading and funding like they do today. What they're doing is it's all insider trading. It's all illegal, but because they get the status that they're above the law, they can do this stuff. So, but it goes back to the craziness of raising the money and why they would do this. And then the other piece of when you talk about election campaign finance reform. The big issue comes up with the PACs all the time. First, there should be obviously limits, and there are limits. Who knows? I don't remember what they are as far as how much I could give to any one campaign. But because of these super PACs, the super PACs are, to me, the bigger problem and what needs to be done to reform them, because that's what, what is the Open Society with Soros and all these others and the major super PACs. It's all money. It's all a money laundering scheme. And then people saying, well, you can't stop the super PACs because there's the Constitution, freedom of the press, freedom of speech. You can't stop the super PACs. But I think there has to – and so the question is, what do you do with these super PACs and still say that you're still a free society? And how do you report who's giving money, you know, whatever. What do you do from that perspective? And, of course, to me, what I've said all along – which I kind of believe only Americans should vote in American elections. That's the other stupid thing in Congress today. But I believe you only people who are eligible voters should be allowed to donate to anything. Your dog cannot donate money. Your two-year-old child cannot donate money. And then, of course, all these super PACs and all this other garbage going on, all these other special deals. But what do you do? How do you clean up the campaign financing, especially with those super PACs? Your thoughts.
It has to be removed. To rise up and say we've had enough, no more, no more. Look at what they've done. Non-government organizations are down there at the board of these NGOs that are running around. Well, how did that start? Where did that come from? You know, Jim Stack, a friend of ours, and Karen knows him, he's done the deep dive on that. All of that has to be removed. All of it. If we really want freedom, none of that should happen. Look at all these non-for-profits. Look at the way the tax system, if we really wanted to fix things and really get rid of all of that, we would do the fair tax. It would probably be the best thing to do. That's one way of doing it. As far as campaign finance reform, I mean, my God, it was McCain-Feingold that did that bill. It's ridiculous. Super PACs shouldn't be allowed. And when I don't know who's running them. I mean, the whole thing is so corrupt from top to bottom. And you're right. Why do they run knowing, you know, they're not running because of the paycheck, obviously. They're running because they know they're going to make a lot of money. And I'm not saying everybody's in on it, but there should be no, they don't even, they're inside trading all the time. I mean, Unusual Whales, which is this, you know, site that you can go to that tracks, you know, what the people are buying. I mean, you just go there and look at it, and it's crazy. There's Nancy Pelosi, you know, I mean, and nobody says a thing about it because they're all doing it. So I think the whole system is corrupt. I don't know if Trump is going to blow it up. I don't know what's real, what's not. Is he still the president? Oh, he's still the president. Oh, the military is in control. McInerney's going on all these podcasts. I mean, it's nuts out there. It's absolutely nuts. Meanwhile, you're right. Who is Trump going to pick for president? When I hear these people, and I don't have television anymore. I turned it off a long time ago. But when I hear them, whether I'm on Twitter or I just get up in the morning and look at Citizens Free Press or whatever, and I see what people are saying, it's like they haven't learned anything. They didn't learn anything from the Tea Party, and they certainly haven't learned anything in 8 years. You know? I mean, they're still talking about stupid stuff that doesn't even matter, Sally. I mean, we're losing our freedom. We have no control over our finances. Our overlords are telling us, you know what, we don't care what you say, and we're going to make you put sewers in, or we're going to raise your taxes. Look at what Tallahassee has done. They've done nothing to fix the insurance problem. Nothing.
Nothing. I heard something about that just recently, too, the insurance companies are all paying them off for them to do this, and the insurance companies are getting rich while we're starving out here kind of stuff. It's despicable. It's evil. There's going to come a time when there's room in heaven. I think we're close to it now because there's going to be a lot of people who are going to rot in hell. The evilness of what these people are doing, they're going to rot. I truly believe.
It happened right after – it started happening right after Trump lost or the election was stolen, which way do you ever want to talk about it. But I'm saying that, to me, all of a sudden, people that I've known for 30 years or 25 years, they've turned into tyrants. They don't care. They're taking pictures of themselves abroad where they didn't have two nickels to rub together before, and now they're a state rep, and they're taking pictures with their designer handbags. And I'm like, what? In Poland. I'm like, what is going on here? And they're like overlords. They don't want to listen to the people. They don't care about the people. This is for you. We know better than you. So you're right.
So how,
it's very bad.
It really is so bad. And because this is where it got so out of control. The money's in there. The money's got a stranglehold on the process. And this is kind of what gets me in. I mean, people talk about we have to change who we elect, which obviously we do. We got to clean out the crap in there. But at the same time, it's and Joe can speak to this all too well, it's not that easy when you've got the insiders in there, the people with the money controlling the game and everything else, trying to get somebody decent, a true patriot in office. I mean, it takes an awful lot. It's definitely the money. I mean, Joe, how much money did you have compared to the other guy who was the incumbent or whatever, guy, person, lady, whatever it was?
He must be muted.
Joe, if you're talking, he must be muted.
Well, here, I won't give you an example. So we have a woman that came to me, and I know her. She's really good. She's very overqualified. She wants to run for a commission seat. Of a person that's been in there for 22 years, Doug Smith. Nobody likes him. He always gets elected because the firefighters come after him because he gives the firehouse a firefighter's raise. Okay, so she goes up. She meets with us last week, And she decided not to run. You know why? When she went up there, the consultant told her, Doug has $85,000. He's going to get another 50, and you're going to lose anyway. And if you ever want to run for another seat, nobody's going to give you any money because you ran against him. They threatened her, basically. She came back and said she wasn't going to run, and I said, you need to run because you're going to get elected because everybody hates him. But she's afraid. Yeah. So they're all in on it. The lawyers are in on it. The engineers are in on it. The people that write for the grants are in on it. The staffs are in on it. The regional councils are in on it. They have their own cabal. And it goes all the way up to Tallahassee. So there we go.
They're taking
money. Listen, $8 million, $12 million in grant money. Where's the grant money? Who would take any? Who would do anything right now unless it's you have to do it, okay? If there's something that you have to do, okay? But this isn't like you have to do any of this. It's nice season and let's make it better and put a sidewalk in. All that is frivolous shit that doesn't have to be done. And we're in an economic crisis, and they're spending money on a local level like drunken sailors. That's what's going on.
It's so insane. It's so insane. And the same with these stupid solar farms and solar panels. I'm coming up with the list of what my demands are, if you want to call it that. The contract with the voter, whatever. And I put you will never fund or support illegals. You will always vote for only Americans vote, voter ID, and the amendment for the paper ballot and one-day voting. Never take funds from insider trading. I mentioned that one. I will vote to promote an amendment to ban Sharia law. Because the Sharia is another thing that's coming up. People don't realize how much Sharia has taken over this country, too. We are totally a country under total siege from different environments, all because of the crooked, corrupt, evil people elected to public office that are getting away with it and putting us in jeopardy. And then trying to go above and beyond. Once they have been given this power, trying to dethrone these people. I mean, why is Nancy Pelosi still there? I mean, when you see what a sick society is out there in San Francisco. It's just, it's unbelievable. Let's see, what was the other one here? Oh, I said no to the NGOs, no getting us out of, make sure they get us out of the WHO, never fund the WHO. Never fund United Nations.
Yeah.
Never fund or vote for solar panels, solar farms. Those solar farms, do these people not understand they're destroying the land and your food supply? What do you think is more important, that teeny bit of electricity you get from solar panels, the way they work today, and how much destruction you do of the climate when you can't dispose of them properly, and you've destroyed the land? I was actually told, I don't know, I can't remember who it was that was saying that the land – after you have fried the land from those solar panels, you aren't going to be able to produce any crop off of that land for years. It could, for some say never, because you've really contaminated the land. But it also will be so stressed, if you will, that trying to grow any kind of crops on it after you've done this. They're destroying our food supply. They're taking away our energy, taking away our transportation. It's just invading us with everybody else. It's just so insane. I just don't know. And this, I'll put this question out there to you. And I was talking about this a little last night. Right now, let's see. In some crazy way, who knows, Kennedy may be the ultimate savior in here. It's just too bad that Kennedy and Trump wouldn't have got together. I think they would have been a very strong force if we could have somehow put them two together. But for the sake of the discussion, kind of like what I said a little bit earlier, it's like, okay, if Trump is elected, say that Trump is elected, who knows who the VP is going to be. I'm not even worried about the VP. But he gets elected. He's not in jail yet or any of that kind of stuff. What do you think is going to happen to this country with the loons on the other side? And I'm starting to see a few more comments out in the chat, but not to mention solar panels will cool the earth because it blocks. Yeah, it's the whole thing. Everything to do with solar panels is nuts. It's totally nuts. But anyway, what happens if Trump is elected president again?
What do you think is going to happen?
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, the loons out there, like the communist Democrat Uniparty, whatever you want to call them, mm-hmm. these people, I think, are going to flip out.
Oh yeah, they're probably going to flip out. Yeah, for sure. Mhm. And then what are we going to do?
And is that? Is that when China, when this other element that's out there are the enemies from within, going to say, okay, China, here you go. Go at it. We've given you all these cells all over the countryside. We've given you full access, so you've got plenty of fentanyl. Come on with the fentanyl. Put the fentanyl in the food supply. Put the fentanyl in the water, whatever. Go ahead and that's, is that what happens? It's beyond 9/11. I don't know what you what 9/11 would be small compared to what would happen next.
Well, think about it. You know what? 9/11, remember we were all, you know, oh, we're going to have another attack. Oh, this is going to happen. Oh, this is going to happen, and that's going to happen. And the Muslims have sleeved themselves, and they're building, they're training in Georgia. And I'll never forget this. In the middle of the night, being on conference calls with all this nonsense, and all these people came about, okay, so wait, how long have we been from 9/11? Have we had a terrorist attack on our soil? No, we haven't. Does that mean I'm sticking up for the Muslims? No, I just think that it's a game. We had to go and to Afghanistan. We're taking all of our money. It doesn't matter about me or you or where you live, or the homeless people on the street that shouldn't be homeless, or the people who are mentally ill that are on the street that shouldn't be there, that should have a place to live. They are all rejected because we're giving money. And they are making millions and billions of dollars in these countries by just continuing war. Even if there's no war, we make a war. And the drugs, they don't care about fixing the drugs. I really believe that. The cartels, I was reading about as far down in South America, I don't think there's one South American country that doesn't have a problem with the cartels. Maybe El Salvador now, because of that young president, but I asked my friend who was Brazilian the other day, I was reading about Ecuador. So we're part of the problem now. What are we going to do about it? People are so dumbed down now. If you go out and you watch people, or you look at Instagram, or you go whatever, I don't have Facebook, I don't even go to Instagram that much, but people are on vacation, they're shopping, everything. It's like nothing. It hasn't fazed them. I don't know. Yeah. Look at all the houses that's being built. People are buying them, and the houses aren't getting any smaller. They're getting bigger. So I don't understand the whole thing. I just think there's the middle class or the lower middle class and the poor have been snuffed out, and we now have. The oligarchs running the whole show, and then you have the rich. And I think a lot of people made a lot of money during the Trump, the 4 years. And, you know, this is like another thing. Trump is in Palm Beach. West Palm Beach is a smart city and is headed towards being a 60% city. And nobody says anything. Nobody. Yeah. All these people are out there speaking, Ann Vandersteel, Mel Kay, all these people. I never hear anyone talk about that. Talk about it. Tell the people in the audience where those policies are. Who's doing it? What towns, what cities, what counties in Florida? Nobody says anything. I think they're embarrassed, to be honest with you. Because what is Trump going to do? Is he going to be, he's a builder, he's a developer. If we ask him, about UN Agenda 21, sustainable development. What do you think his answer would be? Do you think he likes it? I know he doesn't like the UN, but do you think he would understand it or he would want to get rid of it? I don't know.
You'd think that a lot of people, the word sustainable development, it sounded so nice, sustainable development. But... Again, you're just being brainwashed, people. You're being lied to. You got to wake up and smell the crock and stop listening to the nonsense.
every time they say anything like that, it's just you have to, it's kind of like what one person did say, and it might have been that guy Brett Weinstein, I think, who said it's like, well, the CDC did actually help with health care in one way. If they tell you to do it, you know not to.
And this is exactly.
So
yeah.
The best health care advice you get.
Tell us to do something, don't do it. Do the opposite.
Do the opposite.
Yeah.
And so it's really true. And the same is with the sustainable development. And you know, and this is where it's so sad, because there were some people out there, and there are some people out there, who truly, genuinely want to take care of the environment, which I do too. I don't want to pollute it. I don't want to trash it. But they go to this other extreme, and they brainwash people, and it's all for the wrong reason, and none of it's true. I mean, solar panels and solar energy and all that all sounds fine and dandy. If you let the free market do it, it will come up with a solution. It will be a better deal. It will be better for us, and we'll buy it on our own. But as soon as government says, oh, we're going to give you money to do it, you know you're in trouble. You know, it's for evil, not for good. It truly, it's so disgusting. Oh, let's see here. I'm seeing a couple more comments out here in the chat. They will tear up the roads and give us more pollution than regular cars, too. And greetings. Not to mention solar panels will cool the earth because it blocks the sun rays. Can't mention that one. Depends on Congress. It will be the GOP or the Marxist control. And then in the name of national security, government able to take even more individual liberties and freedoms. Yeah, they're doing that day by day. And if people don't do it, and it's like, do you have to chop off a person's hand or both their hands first before they realize this is real? This is so many people are still so naive, have their head buried in the sand, don't think this is happening. It's like, what part of this do you not see? I don't. How else do you reach these people and wake them up? I mean, knock them upside the head, whatever. What do you do to get someone's attention and say, would you stop screwing around here and pay attention to what's happening to your own country, to your own backyard? It's happening.
Yeah, okay.
And yeah. Go ahead.
No, I don't think people. I think there's a whole lot of people that, you know what, I can't do anything about it. And it's what controls me. I can't do anything. I say, why do I care? I don't want to talk about it. It's too depressing. I just have to live my life. And why are you doing it? Your life is going by. Don't you? And this is what's going on. They're playing golf. They're going on vacation. They're going on a cruise ship with 6,000 people. Why would you do that? Why would anybody do that? I mean, they have no clue. So, I mean, we're on teetering on having a major crash, and we have elected officials from the bottom on up taking money, spending money. I mean, you have to ask yourself, what's going on? I think people are spoiled. They've had a really good life. They live in, huge communities. They pay HOAs, outrageous amounts of money to these HOAs. Where the HOAs are the tyrants too, Sally. That's their overlord.
Yeah.
See, they already live in that, so they have their own overlord. You know, I mean, I hear these people talking about what's going on in the HOAs and how much money they're spending, and I'm like, beside myself. I can't believe it. I'm like, well, they get the hell out of there. Why? You know, like, they've been trained. It's called AARP, okay? Or the young people who are just drinking the guava juice, right? That's what's going on here in Martin County. They're drinking the guava juice, and now they don't have a place to live, so we have to do the Living Affordable Housing Act because they can't live here. They may have to go live in Port St. Lucie, and they can't live in Martin County. Well, you know, if you lived in New Jersey and you were working in New York, you couldn't afford to live in New York, so you lived in New Jersey. And we're building it because why? I think it's all backwards. Everything is wrong, and it's all about the money. If the money wasn't there, none of this would happen. None of it. You know, I said to somebody the other day, they waste money putting trees in, and then they cry they have no water. What are we going to do? We're not going to have any water. Okay, well, you just planted a bunch of trees using federal dollars, you know, more money, junk, I mean, just wasting money. What happened to the old days? you know, where I used to live in the 80s, you know, when we wanted trees or flowers on the main street, we would go to the garden club. And the garden club would go out and buy all this stuff and plant them and get money from donors. And the town was beautiful. Why aren't we doing that? What happened to the historical society? Why is everything being torn down? There's all this stuff that we've lost our way. We have totally, and the public is just stupid. We have a lot of stupid people. They can't think. You know, my donors, I said to them, I told them, don't give to the not-for-profit. Well, what do you mean? And then I started telling them why, and they were like, well, I didn't know that. I said, well, the government, your government, is giving money to not-for-profits, and you're giving money. I mean, do you think that's the proper way to do that? No, they didn't. But they didn't even know about it. So they're just cutting checks and giving money to a not-for-profit, and the man at the top or the woman at the top is driving around in an $80,000 SUV, and they're all taking pictures of themselves at the fundraisers. And then they go to the commission meeting, and they stand in front of the town commission, the county commission, and then they give them a prize because they're the best non-for-profit this month. We're going to honor the whatever. And then they talk about the discretionary spending, how we should give $100,000 to save the horses. But we have people living in the woods and the veterans and stuff. We're on the streets, but we don't want to talk about that.
That's what's going on.
Yeah, we're truly the dumbing down of Americans has been so successful. We really are so clueless. The affirmative action regime, whatever.
Yeah, I think we should all move to one place. See, I was having hope. I listened to Mike Church in the morning. He used to be on Sirius Radio, now on Georgia Radio now. But I learned a lot about sovereignty. I learned a lot about secession. I learned about state rights. And that's kind of like what I would like to do. I'd like to find a place where we can have our own people who get it like we get it and take over a town. Just take it over. You know, a couple of years ago, there was a town in Georgia that was for sale. And it had all these beautiful old buildings. And I thought, wow, what an opportunity, you know? And just say, hell no, we're not going to participate. And I really had hope because of DeSantis in the beginning. Remember, he was actually kind of acting like he might be smart and talking about state rights.
Yeah.
But he doesn't really. He's another one with his hand out. So, and I don't think he's going to be.
Well, with DeSantis, as soon as you saw him around Karl Rove and company and the Bushwhackers and everything else, it's like, well, he's all part of the establishment. Once you saw that, so no, he started out, and you know, this was kind of true too. I remember when he was in Congress, he would be on Fox News or whatever, and I'm telling you, he would say all the right things there, and then, but it somehow it didn't seem to translate back in the chambers when they were actually voting or whatever else. I don't know, because he does, and he's a veteran. He's done a lot of good stuff when it comes to. You know, he's got a couple of daughters. He doesn't want them forced in all this nonsense with the competing with the males and all this other stuff. And he obviously doesn't want them to eat all the transgender perverted stuff they try to teach these kids and everything else. So he seemed like he was on the right side of so many issues, but he sure has blown it. I don't know what he's doing now. He did do something. We were talking about this last night, too. We're going to... Joe, if you're still there, unmute and talk, or join in if you want to. The state guard thing. We was talking about is the state militias, and I said, well, Florida does have a state militia. Well, it's a state guard. And they reinstated it. They apparently had stopped it at one point, but they did reinstate it because, you know, this was the other reason. This is why the National Guard, here, this National Guard, all the states were supposed to participate and have whatever that was supposed to be, this big thing, but then the feds play games with the National Guard, so now you have to have a state guard again. And he did do that. And is he sending, is that what he's doing as far as the Haitians? Isn't he doing something with the state guard to send them over?
Yeah.
What is he doing on that? I only heard bits and pieces.
I heard he was going to send them there, but then I don't know if he did. I think he did. Yeah, he did.
So we have a chance to possibly defend our state. Maybe he'll defend our state some.
Maybe.
Compared to, we already know the feds aren't going to do it. I kept hearing about the Coast Guard. Well, the Coast Guard, if there's someone drowning, they'll help them, and they'll get them on the boat, and then they'll take them in. So, you know, they shouldn't have to do all this by themselves out there. So we're going to go out there and rescue the illegals and bring them into our country. We're not going to send them back home. We're going to take them in. Yeah, it's this is
well, Blinken. See, they've already met with the Caribbean people now, and they're trying to figure out who they're going to put back. What person's going to go and be the president of Haiti now, so they can be controlled by us?
That's what's going on.
Apparently, from what I learned this afternoon on Redacted, the one reporter that was there was giving a little bit of a history, and he also said that the way this got started was because of the president of Haiti was corrupt, and he put people in jail that should have not have been in jail, and yada, 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 and that's what happened. And the person that started it, the people have respect for him because the people had no control, and the person was not voted into. He was put in, of course, by us, the United States, so we would have control. So
this is why Washington was, yeah. Go ahead, Karen.
Yeah, I just came back, and
Ruben
just came across the screen, and apparently DeSantis is sending the military, the National Guard, and police down to South Florida to stop the Haitians from coming into South Florida. Now that's going to be very interesting if the Coast Guard is bringing them in. How is that going to work?
How is that going to work? That's going to be really interesting. Well, thank goodness he's doing it. I can appreciate that he's trying to do something. And the National Guard versus the State Guard. There's that other piece I still got to get cleared up because I know we did somehow reinstate the State Guard.
This is the State Guard. He has ordered, let me just read what they said. DeSantis ordered aircraft and boats to be sent with the troops of more than 100 additional personnel to the Florida Keys. He's going to stop them from coming, the Haitians from coming in and landing.
And
like I said,
what is the law? Let me ask real quick. Because I remember that, I think this was when Carter was in the office, whatever. If they hit the soil, once they get on the soil, the American soil, that they were allowed, these refugees, whatever you want to call them, I'm still calling them illegal invaders, the ones fleeing this kind of stuff. Once they got on U.S. soil, they were supposed to be protected, whatever you want to call it, at that point. Now, is DeSantis going to stop them from getting on the soil, or what happens if they reach the soil?
He's going to stop them from reaching the soil. So
okay.
That's what I don't understand. How is that going to work with the U.S. Coast Guard?
Yeah, I don't either, because the Coast Guard's going to be picking them up and then bringing them up aboard, bring them on shore.
Right. Supposedly,
so he's
going
to have to...
That what you're discussing was a bill that was designed for Cubans.
Yeah.
And, they were supposed to be turned back or sent to Gitmo or whatever, which I guess is where DeSantis will be sending them, because I don't know what else would you do with them other than do that. But if the Coast Guard, it's going to be very interesting if the Coast Guard are bringing them in. And according to what I was told, the Coast Guard are going to be bringing them in.
That's what I heard as well. The Coast Guard is just going to be along. If they see someone drowning, they'll help them and they'll rescue them. They're going to be a rescue. It's a rescue versus a national defense. And there was Gates that wanted the military, the ships deployed there, not beyond,
right.
Above
they
and beyond the Coast Guard.
Right, that's what they should do. They should have a blockade of American ships and send them to Gitmo. They should. That's where they should go. After all, Obama refurbished Gitmo, and they have tennis courts and swimming pools and three meals a day, and I think our J6ers would be better off in Gitmo.
It's the truth. That's really the truth, which is a sick truth. But, yeah, that's the truth. So should, well, obviously for Floridians, actually I would say to any Americans, not just Floridians, because this is all impacting everybody across the country. We need to call DeSantis or send him an email, whatever, thank him for doing that. We when these people do the right thing, we really need to make sure we recognize it. Because it happens so rare anymore. But when they're actually, thank you for actually defending our country and your state, and, you know, this is a good thing, and try to encourage more of that to happen somehow, some way. So I will definitely do that thing. Yes, it was the right thing. After I'll watch the news and I'll try to find out exactly how it's all working. But then send the message back. And then, of course, also be pushing for a state bank for our currency, which... And again, DeSantis, he's been against the digital currency, but everything I was hearing on that one, if you don't go and set up the state bank and have a form of currency yourself, then anything from Washington is just, they're going to say, well, you know, don't want our money, that's fine, you're not going to get anything. So we better be self-sufficient. This is where state sovereignty comes back into it. 10th Amendment, state sovereignty, your states better start taking care of yourself, and we have to really, truly work around the federal government. We have to put it back to where it was in the beginning, which was to be go ahead.
I would like you to add to your list of questions for potential candidates that they will not follow the legal and unconstitutional executive orders, because Biden is making law through executive orders. And somebody just sent me this one, which is, really, I mean, each one is like, you think, how bad is this that there could be another one that's worse? Well, here's the worst one. This is Executive Order 14019, and it says that in order to attempt to combat racial discrimination and he has instructed government agencies to consider ways to expand citizens' opportunities to register to vote and to obtain information about and participate in the electoral process. The Mississippi Secretary of State, Michael Watson, said that the Justice Department and the U.S. Marshal Service is going into jails and encouraging illegal immigrants and imprisoned felons to register to vote.
Oh my God.
He said that this is going on in all 50 states, not just Mississippi. But he uncovered it. This is
How could they vote if they don't take part in society? They're not in society. They're in jail. How could they vote? That makes no sense.
They'll get an absentee ballot.
An absentee mail-in ballot.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And then they'll do ballot harvesting. That was the word I was looking for before.
Well, one thing, though, at least inmates will be a lot more honest with what the hell you got out here.
Well, let me ask, what's the thing tomorrow, the Supreme Court? I know it's supposed to be major coverage. This is Mike Lindell's case going to the Supreme Court tomorrow, or he's filing to go to the Supreme Court or something. What's the deal with Mike Lindell and the Supreme Court thing tomorrow?
What's up with that? I didn't hear none about that.
I think this was the case. I've heard him talk about it several times, but so when Mike gets going, he bounces around sometimes, so sometimes it's hard to follow him. But apparently they are filing to, because of the case, maybe it was the Georgia case, whatever, and they finally said that there was valid reasons for challenging the count and all that stuff. But it's now going to go to they're going to file the Supreme Court, and they're going to have all the evidence. Mike Lindell is saying, everybody stay tuned, because even if the Supreme Court wouldn't take the case, which he thinks they will, after the Colorado deal, he thinks they will, Yeah, everybody is going to know the real truth because now the evidence is going to really be out there in front of everybody, which, of course, is going to support the Supreme Court taking the case. But it's all about all the fraudulent the machines and all the other stuff, everything to do with the election fraud all over the board. And he's just making if you go out there any place, look – I'm sure you can go find a video someplace or go to Frank's speech, whatever, and hear him talk about it. It's just, this is going to be so major. He thinks it's the Colorado thing set the way for this to happen. And it's even if they didn't take the case, you're going to see what really happened. All the information that has been blocked at some of the lower courts and stuff like that. And because of the way they played some of these games at the lower courts, actually set it up for them to take it to the Supreme Court. Kind of thing. It's all, you have to hear him explain it all. I can't remember all the details. But tomorrow is going to be a really, really big day. Yep. Did you find anything on it?
Yes. This is with regard to Carrie Lake's lawsuit. And he was going to go there on Tuesday and hold something, but he canceled that because the lawyers, it says a Supreme Court case, the lawyers will be turning in evidence later on Thursday. We are going to do it right on site at the Supreme Court. Mike wanted to go himself, but they said, no, it's too risky. The evidence we're going to put in this case has never been seen before, and the only reason we're able to do it is because they kicked the case out on standing. Had they not done that, we would not be able to add this new evidence. It's so explosive, and it will be seen on Thursday from the attorneys, not from Mike Lindell.
Yep.
So I believe it is where Carrie Lake, let's see, where they changed the vote.
But Carrie Lake, I think, was only one part of it. There were two different cases. I thought he said the one Carrie Lake case, there's still that out there as a separate case. This is about all of them, and what happened in Arizona is part of their evidence, but it's not their only evidence. I don't know. Again, I won't swear to it. You're reading it now, so that was what I was understanding.
Well, what they're doing is going to prove that the voting machines will be used to rig the elections and use Carrie Lake's case as being able to do that.
Right. Yep.
So, hopefully
hard evidence.
Hopefully that's what it'll be, and they'll have the opportunity to at least show the evidence, because that's everybody. All of the cases were kicked out because they said they had no standing, which was a lie. If you're a voter, you should have standing.
Well, that's it too. Any American would have standing in a federal or the election of the presidency. I mean, how could you not have standing in the election of the president? Or anybody in any legal American, how would they?
I agree with you. I don't know how. I don't know how how none of the attorneys went back and said, "Of course we have standing. We're voters." That to me would have been the simple, of course you have standing. There was no, once they said they have no standing, everybody got their tail between their legs and went home.
The thing with Carrie Lake is like, well, I wouldn't have standing because that's the governor of Arizona, not the, you know, for that particular case, I wouldn't. But when it came to the presidency, how could you not have, anybody would have standing because we're all impacted by it. We're all supposed to be
elected. Exactly. The whole thing didn't make sense. But then you go back and you look and you say, were these attorneys real? Who knows? Maybe, you know, they were not real. No.
Yeah. The other thing, too, when it comes to Mike Lindell and the RNC, they're supposed to be what they had made some agreement when Ronna was out there, whatever. They were supposed to be fighting for paper ballots, one-day voting, all this other stuff. Obviously, they didn't do much of any of that. They were buying flowers and other stupid things. But now that that's all changed, and, of course, this case tomorrow, is this going to truly be a total remake of the Republican Party? Do we have a chance to have a meltdown of the idiots of the current Rhino Party, Uniparty, Rhino Party, whatever you want to call them, and get this thing cleaned up. Is there hope? And is that really what the ultimate hope is in order to get Trump elected and try to save this country? That's what I'm hoping and praying for.
I think that the ultimate hope is to remake the Republican Party. However, there's not enough time to change anything between now and the election. So from what Lara Trump said, they are going to do the same thing that the Democrats do. They're going to ballot harvest. They're going to knock door to door. They're going to get grassroots. They're going to support grassroots candidates. They're going to do all of the things that Ronan didn't do. Afterwards, if Trump is elected, when Trump is elected, what he said was, if he has the right Congress, if he has the right Senate and House, then he wants a bill that will dictate that paper ballots, one-day voting, blah, blah, blah. So, in effect, yes, I believe that this will change the Republican Party, but I don't think we should look for it right now. I think right now it would make us all very happy if they just supported the right candidates and stopped. I mean, what Ronna did was, as you said, she was so busy buying flowers and she didn't support any of the candidates. You know, how
she
many
was doing
people
what Mitt Romney
said?
Told her to do. She was doing what Uncle Romney was saying.
Uncle Romney said, yes.
Or Uncle Mitt, whatever.
Well, to me it was the end of an era, the end of the Bushy and the end of, the Romney era in the Republican, in the RNC. So I look forward to that as being something positive.
Well, I think this is interesting, too, because if I recall, there was some mention that they were going to start setting up classes or groups for people to train how to work the polls and watch the polls, more to do with probably watching the polls and watching the count and all this kind of stuff and getting people engaged in that piece, too. So maybe this is an opportunity. But we do remember, Karen and I remember, what one of our commissioners said in a small county like Jackson County, it takes too much to do a paper count. Do you remember? Oh, God, if I would have had a pie in the face. He's supposed to be one of the good guys.
I know. It's very
sad. Isn't that scary?
It's so, entrenched in what they hear that they don't apply it to what they see. And it's very sad. But, we're going to look forward to the newcomers from Haiti.
Oh, yeah, newcomers, neighbors. These aren't illegals. They're not invaders. They're newcomers, and they're our neighbors.
I remember, how many people remember, here's an FYI, speaking about Haiti. Haiti had a horrific earthquake. The American people, not the American government, the American people collected $2 billion.
Yeah.
And they gave it to the Clinton Foundation to give to Haiti.
Yeah,
The Clinton, this committee was made up of Bill Clinton and George Bush. Guess what money never got to Haiti?
People
were supposed to be able to go to Haiti. And the reason why I know this is because I was working with a developer at that time, and we had a fabulous house that we could put up really fast. And we did all the paperwork and filled out everything. And my partner went to New York and met with the Clinton Foundation and blah, 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 blah. And it went no place because we weren't the right stripe. We were Republicans, not Democrats. So we did not get the contract. So my friend went to Haiti to see the developments and what was going on. They were building nothing, but I did speak to a gentleman at a gathering that I went to who was running for president of Haiti, and he said that they did build one of the biggest hospitals in Port-au-Prince. And I said, well, that's at least good, and that's a wonderful thing. He said, no, it's not. I said, why? And he said, because the Haitian people are going there and they're selling their organs.
Oh, jeez. Oh, God. I'm telling you, there's going to be...
That's what the Clintons were building in Haiti.
Exactly. I mean, Americans have to come together and help Americans, and we got to get away from this government at every level as much as we can. And going back to that one I said earlier... they're going to have to solemnly swear they will never support or fund the NGOs. They will never vote for anything to pay funding. They got to shut this crap down. I mean, why are we trying? We were killing ourselves. We are destroying ourselves. And it's just so pathetic, all because a few of these people want to get more money and they will sacrifice. It's the ultimate evil that you will sacrifice the lives and the welfare of others for your own personal greed and power. If these people don't rot in hell, then nobody does. Go ahead.
Yep. You sacrifice the masses for the good of a few. A little backwards, wouldn't you think? And that's really a shame. And the other thing with the NGOs have been in place for a very long time, but the Johannesburg Accord, or the Johannesburg Plan, whatever they want to call it, which was written after Agenda 21 in 1991 or two, on page 102, they say that in order to implement these plans, the best way to do it would be to create more NGOs.
Yep.
So that's where they came from.
Yep. And so the lesson of the day is first off, we have to do what we can, like I said, that statement, defund the NGOs. But think of any of these not-for-profits out there, nonprofits out there, think very close here. I will never donate to the Red Cross. I used to donate to Salvation Army because I thought they did some good, but I ain't donating to them. Never donate to United Way. So many of these nonprofit organizations are nothing but a scam. They're nothing but it. Go help your neighbor directly. Don't give your money to these stupid organizations. And you know, if there's an event, you know, the tsunami or this type of thing, or earthquake, whatever, there's a major event like that, don't just write a check to some organization that says they're going to go help them, because they don't do it. It's a scam. We have to depend on each other. We have to work together, and that's what we have to do in the state of Florida. Come have a group of us come together so that we can support each other and that type of thing. We really have to do this, and we have to push back on the stupid federal government and the executive orders, which is another one to go out there and say that they have to be committed to. Evaluating these executive orders and just getting rid of orders, Trump better go through and clean up all these executive orders if he gets in there. He'll obviously clean up the ones that Biden's put in there, but he needs to go back to the 12803 with George H.W. Bush selling off our country and this other stuff. We got to stop this. Now, we got about 6 minutes left. I'm not going to be able to run over tonight. So sorry, Wednesday's a little bit different schedule. I apologize again for what happened on Monday. Wasn't Blog Talk Radio this time. It was local. And as I said at the beginning of the show, I think you really need to be prepared that there's going to be more glitches in our technology and the grid and everything else, because that's all part of this game that's going on. Anybody that doesn't think we're under attack at this point, I don't know what you're drinking, what kind of Kool-Aid. I don't know, because we are definitely being attacked. We are being attacked from within and outside. It's just very disgusting. Okay, the United States, one last comment, and then we'll do a quick round table here. The United States needs every citizen come together and clean up the stupid government. Amen to that. We have to get in their face. We have to bring other people together. We have to be united against the corruption. Well, that being said, Joe, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Any last words of wisdom? A quick quick roundup here for before we close it down for the night. Any words of wisdom?
No, just keep fighting. That's all. Maybe one day we'll win.
Definitely. Keep fighting and keep sharing the knowledge. Because number one thing is just share the information, educate the less informed, the affirmative action, victims of affirmative action kind of thing, which we're all victims. Cindy, are you still there? She might be on mute. I mean, I see her there. Don't know if she's going to chime in for less. And Cindy, was that you? Okay, and then Karen, your final words of wisdom for the night.
Hang in there, never give up, never comply, and fighting back is the only way that we will win, and we should have learned that if we fight back, we will win. They have nothing except hatred. They have nothing against any of us except hatred. Just be careful. Don't get caught. Do it the right way, but do not comply. If you give them an inch, they'll take 10 miles, 20 miles. They want it all, and they're not going to stop until they get it. And just be aware, work local. We've got to alert local. This is our country. It's not theirs. So thank you, Sally. It was a great show.
Thank you. Thank you for the info there. And yes, everybody, please be engaged. Do not comply. Be an American. Go if you forgot what that declaration says, please spend some time and go read it, especially read that massive list of reasons why we declared our independence, because that's what we're facing today. I think so many of those things we are the victims of today in that Constitution. And if we cannot get these people to change, then we're going to have to, as kind of what Cindy was saying and Karen has said on other shows, form these compacts. Well, a couple of states may have to come together and form a compact, and we're going to have to go out there on our own, and we're going to have to defend ourselves against, we cannot comply. What the one guy said a while back is, don't comply, be ready to die. Because right now, either you're going to live free or die. Anybody heard of that one, live free or die? Give me liberty or give me death. Because that's really where we're at right now. It's either we're going to fight for the liberty, we're going to take it back, we're not going to comply. And when I say fight, I'm not talking about picking up arms or any of that kind of stuff. I'm talking about standing up for your rights. When they tell you to wear a mask, don't wear it. The CDC says do it, don't do it. Crazy mandates, don't do it. And then this insanity of what they're doing with the WHO, we have to reject it. We cannot be part of it. I think it was Jefferson who said, unconstitutional laws are null and void. They are of no, you don't have to follow the unconstitutional laws. And so much of this stuff is so unconstitutional. It's just absolutely, absolutely disgusting. And again, thank you all. And everybody out there in the chat room, thank you for tuning in. We will be back on schedule next Monday, as far as I know. Be back on schedule next Monday. I've had some people ask me about doing a second show during the week. We may do that. We'll see. We will see where it goes on that one. But more importantly, share the information, educate your friends, even if it's painful. We somehow have to make them realize it on their own. It's a head game here. You have to put the pain out in front of them and make them come to the conclusion on their own almost. It can't be about Republicans and Democrats. It has to be about Americans and communists and freedom, Marxism. We have to stop the insanity and the takeover of this country. And if there's anybody out there who can truly think we're not being invaded and taken over and attacked right now, explain to me why you think that. Or explain to me why you want it, because you think America's evil and you want the takedown of America, which is really more to the truth. And if that's what you think, if you think the taking down of America and imprisoning all of us into the serfdom kind of thing, that's where we're heading. If that's what you believe, you're in good shape. If you don't believe that and you don't want that, you've got to take action. And again, with that being said, thank you for tuning in. God bless America. Please be engaged. Be good to each other. And we will talk again next week. Good night, everyone.